Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my living room today. I'm just going to tell you like a TI is. We got the system acting up again. We can't get on the system. But nevertheless, you know how Omi do it? We will break into the system if we have to. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a makeup day for us, as you know. We were supposed to be in here yesterday doing our bimbe, but because we were out and about and taking care of some assignments to get music for the bimbe, we're back again today. So I'd like to welcome everyone and say hello. Welcome my old followers and my new friends. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my living room today. But nevertheless, you know I'm going to make it live up in here. The Soul Train is going to come through my living room, and it's going to be happening up in here, up in here, up in here. Say it with me now. Bimbe, 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 bimbe. Oye jiki, tie on me. The immovable rock is going to be in this place today. Now, we've been talking about a redemption plan, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you have not been tuning in. We've been talking about what needs to happen for the redemption plan. So we're going to focus on nothing but the redemption plan today and our music. As you know, black folks, African American, need to get their inhibition off. And one of the things that frustrates us the most, if we have situations in our life and we can't sing, to get over that situation. Now, I want to help you get over those situations, so we're going to play the music because this is a radio station. And how can I sit and talk the whole time without bringing you live music? It's very important that you understand bimbes were created to invoke the spirit. And when you go out on the dance floor, that's all you're doing is invoking the spirit. I don't care what you call it. You are invoking the spirit to work off your inhibition. You know, that job that frustrated you from 8 to 5 and that boss that was on your back, you're looking to work off your inhibition, your frustration. Or those children that just won't act right, or that no good or so-called no good wife or husband that you need to straighten out. You need to come and go somewhere so you can scream and let it all hang out. And that's what going to church does for most of us. That's why we're so anesthetized and so addicted, like it's a morphine. And what happens in our head is the pleasure syndrome. The serotonin levels rise when we are physically exerting and exuberating ourselves. And that's what bimbes do. So when you are done dancing at the end of the day, that problem that you say you had when you walked in and you call yourself checking it at the door, you no longer have it. You're giving it back. You're giving it over. Say, I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Say it with me. I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. That's how we do it in church. So at the bimbe, we go before our altars and we exert our energy and acknowledge and praise our God and acknowledge our ancestors, and we give over the inhibitions and the frustration, so when we walk out of there, God would have spoken to at least one of us. For the congregation to receive an audible message from a human being that's been invoked by the Creator to give us a message for the person individually or for the community, and therefore, you are hearing directly from the Heavenly Father in the form of Akamare, Oludumare, or Ilede, not the Akamare, but the manifestation. And whatever that community issue is or problem is, it is spoken through that individual. He becomes a vessel. Now, bimbes are known all over the world and other diasporas as well. Bimbe is sort of like a dance-off to see who could first become invoked. Now, I'm a little excited because Omi got in touch with her tribe, and you know it's on like popcorn. Because when I got in touch with my tribe, I told my tribe that I needed them to reconnect with me because we are going to have to make a presence here in the state of Indiana, and we are going to have to bring young people in so they can access an understanding of Ifa and Yoruba faith. And we made contact, and I haven't made contact with this young priest over 15 years. But the brother was still the immovable rock. Meaning the immovable rock in the Yoruba faith. And the brother reaffirmed and confirmed that we are going to work something out, even by satellite highway or by physically connecting. But we are going to open up the opportunity in this room to do more teaching and preaching in the area of Yoruba and less conversations about nothingness, because it builds monuments of nothingness. The only thing that's going to mend our broken hearts is Ifa will mend our broken hearts. And that goes for every race of people, black, white, Gentiles, Jews alike, and Caucasians. It will mend your broken hearts too. Because when the pleasure syndrome is being affected and observed by others that are listening or taking note of, their pleasure syndromes goes up too. Even if you experience watching the situation that happens. Now, whoever's on this line breathing, huffing and puffing and talking as if I can't hear you, the Spirit told me you're on the line. So whatever it is you're trying to get, I hope you get it. But I'm going to give it to you kind of properly. I know you're eavesdropping because I can hear your voice, and the Spirit tells me you're there. Now, if you're interested, come on in the room. Now, I know I can't get on this system, but I'm talking anyway because the Spirit told me go ahead on because they're backing me. Now, this system has been joking and throwing people off and saying that their Firefox is all off and go to something else. But you know what? Omi got a program anyway. I got a program anyway because we have been called and appointed to do what we're doing. And nothing but death can keep us from it. So you might as well just accept it. Because a bimbe is going on up in here whether or not I can punch these buttons and get this music or not. So those who are trying to monitor me, you better make sure the Spirit is not monitoring you. Because they got their eye on you. They got their eye on you. And when I dialed this number, I saw the other number that clicked right in as I dialed the number. If you want to be on the air, come on the air and be on the air and quit eavesdropping. Now, let me tell you about some backbiters out there. The Bembe is for the benefit of healing the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And it is called upon so things can get right. You know how some things seem to never get right, but this is going to get right today because we know that we need a redemption plan that will change the nation. We know that if we, by way of hook or crook, bring in a redemption plan, everybody's going to get blessed. Everybody, I do mean everybody. So, ladies and gentlemen, be ready to be blessed by this Bembe because this Bembe is created by an African, for an African. Now, you can take it any way you want to, but when you get through and get up out of your inhibitions are going to be shaken, and you'll be able to come in this place and take and shake off everything that had you inhibited. And at the end of the day, you're going to be relieved. Mark what I say. You'll be able to come back and tell me about it. Once you like those dials in, the Spirit has moved on this radio station. I want you to know that. It's the Spirit that counts. The flesh counts for nothing. It has moved and turned us right on. We are on the air. Lock the dial in at 646-478-0270. I tell you, you can't do nothing with the Spirit when it is determined. And I'm a determined spirit. I'm an immovable rock. Oh, ye jiki tayo me. And Yoruba, it means immovable rock. Now, I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. In this room, many of you have been blessed, and many of you have come back several times to get a blessing. And I want you to understand that the Spirit takes control here. And I'm going to ask the Spirit to take control as we pour our libation and we acknowledge them today because we are calling them forth today. I don't care how you look at it. And some of you out there are hating on me because she's calling on her ancestors and she's pleading with her ancestors to do you guys no harm. And she's trying to hold back that whole immovable rock. that wants to come down on you. But right now, I'm telling you, I'm leaving my inhibitions alone. I'm asking the Spirit to do what they must do. Work in the area that they must work, because our nation needs the healing. I don't know about you, but you ought to find something you can do to make a difference in your community, in your life, in your school system, in your neighborhood. Now, I'm not always in your neighborhood today. Like it or not, we're having a bembe. And the bembe music is usually Africans with our African dance. But because we don't have our African drums that I wanted to get so badly, because we don't have those drums, we're going to go ahead with the tambourine. And we're going to go ahead on and do our thing. I'm about ready to do my thing. How about you? I'm about ready to do my thing. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. You are now on holy ground. We're about to pour libation, and we're calling forth the forces to be. We acknowledge Akamare, the manifestation of the three Godhead. Ilede, Olerum, Akamare has three manifestations. Ilede, Oludulamare, and Olerum. And I pour libations to Akamare. I say, I pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamenja, the female spirit. I say, I pour libation to Baba, the male spirit, and I say, I say. And may the water hit the ground, and where it hits the ground, it will take root and spring up and grow and take root. And the words that I am saying will be planted deep in the heart of those who are lacking and found wanting, and spring up the word of God within their very. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I like you to understand that our bembe is now in session, and the bembe must go on, ladies and gentlemen. Stand to your feet. This is a free-for-all, the bembe. The bembe, the bembe. And as you stand to your feet, I'm about ready to do my thing. Fire up in here. Right. Dig that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beginning of our Bembe. I hope you're out of your seat, and I hope you're dancing a jig. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are on a roller coaster when you're up in here in the Bembe, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to acknowledge all of those people who came in for the Bembe. And we want to say that the Bembe is an opportunity for you to get your inhibition off. And if you're out there in those chat rooms, you can just come on in and get your inhibition off. And we like to say thank you to Blog Talk for getting our system up and running. We can always count on them to get things working like they should be. And we want to acknowledge the ancestors today because they're definitely moving up in this room. Let me slow down a little bit. What is the purpose of a Bembe? Africans believe that a Bembe should go on periodically with the communal effort of the family. And that includes living and deceased. We dance around the ancestors' orishas, and the orishas that we dance around, they have personalities, they have character. We intrigue them to be a part of the Bembe, and the ancestors will also invoke someone in the room to take on the characteristics of that particular orisha. Now, there are 7 orishas that we normally work with and 16 of the major Odus. And there is a message given for the community, usually for the family and the community. And some people take it as a personal message to them when they become invoked, meaning that they get so high that there's nowhere else to go but allow that spirit to take over your very being and possess you. Possession is wanted. This is the whole purpose of dancing and sweating, to become possessed. And to become possessed by other spirits that you know who they are. We're familiar with the ancestors. It's not like an unfamiliar spirit. So don't go saying, well, who is the spirit? How do you know what spirit? You know the spirit because the spirit can be recognized. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that when you have an issue or problem in your life, then you can set up the apparatus, the drums, and the music for your Bembe. Now, we don't have the African music today because of a little complication, but nevertheless, the music that the Africans are playing, to the best of their knowledge, is a form of African music. We dance to it. We relieve ourselves of inhibition. Now, the customs and tradition are also had. Everyone would wear the colors of that particular orisha that we're trying to bring forward, such as Obatala, maybe white. White leglets and white garments. We also have a color for every day. And the colors are very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Obatala is a very, very powerful orisha. And he is a very strong one. He is the one that takes the clot and makes it into a baby in the womb. He is the one that takes the babies away. He is the one that involves himself with being very, very cunning, very, very cool and calm and collected. I'm calling on the Obatala spirit today so that we can cool off some of these fire tempers and bring them down to a point where Obatala can reason with them. Obatala. Say it with me, ladies and gentlemen. We are calling for the spirit of Obatala to be present here today to give us favor. He sat at the right hand of God. He knows the inception. He is like the right hand of Ifa. He knows all inception, ladies and gentlemen. And as we dance our inhibition away, we bring forth the presence of Obatala, my Babala, Obatala, my father, who sits on my head. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for our next Bembe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.